It's very difficult to find information from Libya, and we found your blog and some interviews, and we thought it was a fantastic opportunity to get some first-hand information from what's going on there and from people in the ground. So that was the first thing we wanted to tell you. Thank you very much for helping us here today. When you are obviously not, you are not from Libya. Could you tell us a little bit
No.
about your background?
Yes, okay. I am Spanish. I am from Mallorca, and I went to Libya about 5 years ago because I wanted to make my doctorate in psychology about the development of the personality of the child. And I thought that Libya was a very good place because the families are big families and live together, mother, father, grandmother, all the complete, the tribe. So I thought it was I could understand more the development for the beginning of the work. But when I arrived there, I find a very special culture with a very special moment of the life, a history. So I become involved in this, and really, I am not really doing my doctorate now. I am just studying the culture, studying the moment, and the problems, the confusing of the young people by the changes. Well, I am in Libya, and I love Libya, and in this moment, I feel very bad for the situation is happening.
So you first visited Libya 5 years ago, is that right?
More or less,
Yes.
yes, almost 5 years
So
ago,
you probably
yes.
didn't know much before you went there. Well, you obviously had to do some research in order to carry out your psychology thesis there. But
Yes.
when you moved there to do your thesis, did you plan to stay long there?
No, the first time I was there for 1 month and a half in a living in a family, a big family, because they are mother and the father and 15 brothers and sisters. Some of them are already married and have children, so it's a very big family. I was inside with them, and I try. At the beginning, it was very a little bit. I could say a little bit hard because I am like you. I did not know it. Nobody knows anything about Libya, about the culture, about how they live, about anything. And really, I was like, I had I could say not information, but out of information of what is really happening, because all you can read from Europe is that it's a bad country, but the people is the terrorism there. So bad things. And when I went there, everybody was worried about me, like I was going to the hell or something like this. And I find the opposite. The people is quiet. The people is has a lot of hospitality. And well, that's why I'm trying to explain this, because all they are trying to say, it's not true. This is a different country. They are talking about this is a politic thing. It's not real.
Well, we will obviously talk about what's going on at the moment. We want to set a little bit of the background of yourself and the
Yes.
situation you found there 5 years ago. You
Okay.
usually say that you immediately fell in love with the people and the country. What did strike you
Yes.
most there? What why did you get so into Libya?
Well, the nice thing, well, the first thing I like, it's well, I was involved by the life there, by the way they live, by the way they think, by because we are living for the things, but they are still living for the people, because they are big families, and they live for the rest of the family. They still look at your eyes and they talk to you directly. And the desert and the life there impact me so much, and because of my studies, and because they are living very well, because they have everything, and they have television, they have a telephone, they have food, they have everything, and they are growing so much in this moment. And but at the same time, they still keep the idea of the old idea by live with the people and for the people, not only for the things. And this is the most important thing for me.
One of the most important characteristics of Libyan society is that a tribal society. What are the origins of
Yes.
Libya as a country? What
Sorry?
are the origins of Libya as a country?
What are the
The
what? The origin.
origins, yeah.
Yes, well, Libya, what I have been listening is that Libya was it's a was a very, very poor country, but very poor. The people was living in houses of wood or houses of earth, and they were just living for to get the food. And the Italian were there, and but they are very proud people, so they try to become free and they fight against the Italian, but no, they don't get anything until the Italian put a king there to make them believe that they are independent, the King Idris. The King Idris was selling the petrol to the outside, giving the 80% of the benefit of the petrol was just for the outside countries. And the Libyan people were living the same, poor, poor, just to eat, detritus, and they say they don't have even food. So the army and also the tribes decided to say stop. So in one day they put the king out and they become independent. And by this way, well, the Gaddafi was the one who they put as leader. And they start to they change completely and they say, okay, the petrol is for the country. And since then, 80% of the benefits of the petrol is keeping in Libya. And Libya has becoming to have hospitals in all the cities, houses free for the people, schools in all the places because they did not have schools, they did not have houses, nothing. So this government, by the petrol, make a new city. At the same time, you know that has been punished 30 years isolated, so they could not buy anything from outside, only through Egypt and through the Arab countries around. So has been growing a lot. The people has been living okay. Everybody have food. Everybody have a good life, but simple life. Until 10 years ago, they start to open to the world, and then it has become you cannot imagine how fast and development of all this over country, and they are making everything new. Mean roads, trains, houses, groups of 7,000 houses, groups of 5,000 houses, everything, schools new, universities new, everything is becoming, and all Libya is in building. And the government has been inviting for the last 5 years, inviting companies, building companies, and all kind of companies from outside to help to grow the country faster. So in this moment, the people was very well because they are having their own money they get from the government. They have everything free from the government. And at the same time, they have many opportunities and many chances to get work. At the same time, they are waiting for their own house. They are waiting for money they get from the government with no guarantee and no percent to pay. So Libya was in a fantastic moment. The best moment in the history of Libya was now. So.
You said there how 40 years ago Gaddafi and some other revolutionaries took power and put out the king, which was obviously we understand a puppet of the Italians. And as you said, the oil profits were put in favor of the people. Different social reforms were put in place during the 80s and the 90s, but then you said things changed, and for the past many years there's been an economic embargo on Libya, but still
Yes.
you say people were able to live a simple but a dignified life. So from what and we've read also different reports by the United Nations saying that probably Libya is the most developed country in Africa and having the highest standards of life. Is that what you've seen there?
Yes. The people is very well. The people are like they have everything. I mean, they are not worried about the money. They are not worried about the food. They are not. No people have no food. Even the because the all the countries around, like Chad or Niger or Algeria or Egypt, are going to Libya to work or to get. And nobody is hungry, because the government have special places where you can buy the food very, very cheap, and they are giving food, and so no way to anybody is hungry, and the Libyan people are living simple but very well. I mean, everybody has television, and everybody can get everything they need. They no problem. Everybody can go to the university because there are universities in all the cities, and everybody can go to school. So it's a good life, really.
And what sort of a political system do they have? How do they organize?
Okay, this is something I don't understand why nobody talk about this, because from what I know, I am not politic. I am not in the politic. I study the people, not the politic. But what I know from living there and from listening to people talking is that in every city, the group of houses, the neighbors of maybe 100 houses, I don't know how many, depending on the city, they make a meeting, and through this meeting they select one person who will be in front of them for every area. Okay, so this group maybe is 10 person they decided, and this 10 person, one of them will be the one who represent them. Okay, so in one city maybe there are groups like this, maybe 5, 10, 6, depending on how big the city is. And these people always, they make a special meeting, and they decide which one of them will go to Tripoli to represent the whole city. Okay, so all of this one people from every city that go to Tripoli becomes the government, and this government, these people, inside these people, one of them will be the prime minister, the other one will be minister of health or whatever. And this is the government. This is the government that decide everything in the country. And at the same time, there are the tribes. The tribes are the big families, that 300 of them, they say more or less, are the ones who has power in Libya. And all these tribes has a first head on them. And these tribes are also pushing for many things. So it's a difficult situation in Libya. It's not so easy because has to be careful with the tribes, have to be under the government, and all this makes a movement. For example, the government want to make a law, and the two or three tribes say no, so they are pushing, and the law cannot go on. So it's a kind of government very different, but many people are inside. There's many people is pushing inside. Nobody can say, I will do this. Even Gaddafi cannot. Gaddafi has to play with the tribes and with the government. It's not so easy. So I don't understand why from Europe they are just talking about one man, about this Gaddafi, like he is the, I don't know, devil or whatever. When anything is good or anything bad is happening in Libya, is moved and it's inside so many pushings from the tribes. So the tribes say to me that a few days ago, somebody was telling me, "Don't you believe if we did not want to have Gaddafi in the power, the tribes could be together, and in one day he would be out."
That's obviously very, very different from the opinion we are getting from the mainstream media. So, what would be the Gaddafi's position and political influence in Libya? What's his role?
Well, he's in one side. But really, really honestly, I don't know enough about politics. I know what the people say and what I listen. Okay, I know all this I'm saying is true, but exactly, I cannot tell you the power of him. I know the pushes, I know the force, I know the strength of these things, but I don't know. And I also know that he cannot say, for example, 4 years ago, he wanted to change the, because there are many problems, of course, like in any country. Many problems in Libya, and the pushing of from the people from Benghazi, the pushing from the tribes are having many. He's always playing with all this, and it's very difficult. So 4 years ago he said, okay, finish. We are having too many problems with the distribution of the money, of the business of the petrol. So we will change the politic, and from now on I will give all the money, all the business of the I will give all the business of the petrol to everybody. So everybody will be responsible of this money, and They will have to pay universities, they have to pay schools, they have to pay tasks. Okay, this is a big change. But some tribes say no, by no way, and some part of the government said no. So this is not on the he could not do it. So this means he's not so strong, he cannot do what he want. You understand?
Yes. So the thing is, prior to that that decision, the way Libya was organized, we could say that the oil's profits would go to pay for universities, for schools, for roads, for everything. So most of
Yes.
things would be free for people. But now
Yes.
the proposal from Gaddafi was, okay, the people now will manage the oil's profits instead of being the government the one. Would that be the change? And
Yes.
yeah, okay.
Yes.
Does it have anything to see with the situation now? You were talking about Benghazi and the tribes there. From your point of view and from what people tell you in the ground there, could it be would it play some sort of role in this situation, this change of the way to manage the oil's profits?
Well, of course, I believe, well, I could say from my point of view, I am sure that this is happening only from outside pushing, okay? Because the problems inside Libya, all these problems are not from now. The movements inside Libya and the pushings are happening always. And this is the life in Libya. In Libya, it's not a man who say black, white. No, it's a big movement inside. And part of the government that did not want that Gaddafi share the business of the petrol with all the Libyan people. People say that these people are the ones who are now in Benghazi as the new government. You understand? This is what the people say, that these people are against Gaddafi because they were having too many business from the petrol money, and they don't want that this money goes to the people directly, because then many people will lose business with this. This is what people say. This is from the street talking. I don't know if it's true or not. And but what I see is that all this movement, all this happening, it's not new. It's from a long time, and this is normal Libya.
Yes,
So the problem is from outside. The airplanes that are killing the people now, the airplanes that are breaking the Libya, that are bombing on, they are not Libyan. They are from these countries that are coming from Europe and America. This is the most important thing.
Yeah, now focusing on the situation that is going on now. Once again, from the information, and as we said, you've been living there in Libya for 5 years. When did you get out of the country?
No, I'm going and back every 1 or 2 months. I go to Libya, I stay 1 month, I am back home in Mallorca. I have a family here, I have
Yes.
my husband and my children.
Yeah,
So I go
I
and
mean the
back.
most recent time you were there was just a few weeks ago.
No, the week before anything start, I was in Libya, okay, and everything was completely relaxed. Nobody was even thinking about moving anything, at least the people I know. I was in Tripoli, I was in Ceiba, I was in many places, and nobody were never talking about, even we were sometimes talking about the problem in Tunisia, the problem in Egypt, and they said to me, "Wow, this could never happen to us because we are very happy with our government." And this is true, even if they don't like the government, because I listen people talking many things they don't like from Libya and from the government. Of course, they are not, it's not a perfect government, but in this moment they are living a so good moment, they are not thinking about pushing the government out because they are living a too good moment. This is the thing.
What sort of friends do you have there? What are their backgrounds?
Kind of friends? Well, I have many people. I know people from the north, I know people from the south. Of course, the beginning of my meeting people are from the tribe, are from the family I was living in, and from the tribe. But then I meet friends from them. I meet other kind of people. I meet lawyers. I know a lot of people there now because from a long time. But of course, I don't know. I don't know. This is what some people are asking me, if I am with the government or I know the government. No, because I am not politic. I have never been politic, and I don't understand about politics. And now I see it's so dirty thing. I don't want to know anything about
Yeah,
politics.
but obviously you have friends from so many backgrounds, and you are getting all that information from there. And now
Yes.
obviously over the phone, and when you visit there, they're there in
Yes.
the ground. Who are those so-called rebels, mainly focused in the area of Benghazi? What do people tell you?
Okay. What I listen is that the things have been changing, of course. At the beginning, the focus was the people was saying, because now we don't know anything. But what I see is that Benghazi is an area of Libya that has been always part of Benghazi, part of the tribes of Benghazi are against the government for many reasons. Some people say because they come from the King Idris. And of course, the King Idris was out, so the people don't like the new government. Some of them say because the government is not dealing with them at the same level of the rest of Libya. There are many things, but the truth is that it's an area of Libya that is not with the government and has never been. And the government is not killing them, like they say. No, they are there and they are pushing always by another way. They don't like. Okay, this is true and has been true always. At the same time, they say that the group of people who is against moving this, this is moving in the right place, because the place where the people are not with Gaddafi, and the high people from the government that did not accept the changes that Gaddafi is introducing in the politic by sharing the petrol money with the Libyan people. Well, this is a theory, but now we see that the European countries and America, France, and England are pushing these people, are together with this and making this big problem, because all the situation was not new and could never move any war. I say that if the movement. If this is becoming a war, it's from the outside pushing, because the problems in Libya were normal and were happening. What is all could be resolved by the normal way.
So what are the what was the ordinary people's reaction when this rebellion started in Benghazi? Do they have any support across the country?
Okay, at the beginning. I can say that the people in Libya is very surprised and very admiring Europe, and as they are opening the television and everything, they see everything. So they are looking at Europe like, whoa, this is like the paradise, so many luxury things, and because they are not using to have this kind of things. Okay, at the beginning, as the people see this like a way to open the country, a way the universities, people from the some young people from universities were move also, you understand? It was something like something nice, something like it happened in all the countries of the world, young people. But as soon as they start to see that, because the revolution did not start by a peaceful way, even if they want to say this in the television in every place, no. The first day they start burning buildings and they start stealing the arms from the places. So in one day they were all armados a tope. I don't know how to
They
say.
were,
They were with their guns and everything.
yeah.
So this slowly put the people in the place and say, whoa, what is this? So the people start to become back. And when Europe said, we are going there to help, then the people became more scared and said, no, we are. And then the tribes that were, I would say, nice with the new movement, they went back to the government and leave the revolution away. And the revolution became a few people. And the people became so angry with the revolution, like they are selling the country, and they have to run away. And the new government, we say, have to go out of of Libya. And they lost all the help from the Libyan people, okay? And this is the truth. But it doesn't matter. Libya say, please somebody watchers from out free watchers from outside come and see we have a stop, we are not doing anything, come, come, come. But they don't send anything, anybody. They follow on, and the airplanes go there and start to be in the country, and slowly, slowly shut bombs on all the places, all the cities, to help the revolution start again and move again. Now they are giving food from Qatar to the revolution people, and they are giving them guns and everything, and they are bombing on the army, Libyan army, to let them go inside. And the last few days has horrible. You cannot to this tonight has been the most horrible night in Libya.
Yes, could you tell us what happened tonight? What is the information you got?
Well, I have been trying to call yesterday night, and this morning nobody was answering me until a little time ago before you called me. And they answered me with the voice changed completely. They say, we are in desert. We are running away from Seba, because Seba has been bombing the whole night. It's like Hiroshima. You cannot imagine, they say to me, we are the people, the women crying, everybody, that the city trembling, the house is broken. It's you cannot imagine, they say to me, it's a city is complete, it's like the hell. We are so, I mean, they don't know what is really, they don't know how many people is dead, how many houses, just the city is completely burning. I don't know, just it says, just you cannot imagine, Leo, you cannot imagine. It's we are in the desert, because the city is all broken. So, and they say, and they are also shutting on Misrata, on Serq. So tonight has been the big bombing in all Libya, all of it by the airplanes from France, Italy, I mean, I don't know Italy, England, America. America is bombing by from the sea, by projectiles,
yeah,
you know.
Bombshells, yeah. And so,
yes,
so that was what was going on last night, you said, in Seba and many other places in Libya.
Yes,
why,
but same.
Why there? Because the coalition attacking Libya say their main priority is to protect the civilians in Libya, but you are saying they are bombing Seba and other cities. Why they are attacking those cities?
No, now they are opening the way. What they are doing now is bombing the army, the Libyan army, and bombing all the places where they can believe there are. How do you say, the places where they keep the bombs, they keep the arms, the government keeps the arms, los polvorines del gobierno.
Yeah, where the government keeps all the weapons, the factories and
yes, well, this is what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is what they have been doing in the past. Also hospitals, also, but at the same time, when they bomb many places. They bomb. And now tonight has been like a catastrophe, like a massacre in because Seba is not is a big, big city, but flat city, and it's all broken and bombing, and it's not the places, it's the city.
Yeah, yeah.
And the people is completely, what is this? I mean, now I am completely lost, because I see it's really. They are broken, breaking the country. They are bombing the country complete. And at the same time, they are helping these little people who are, they say, Libyan, the Libyan people. And all they are doing is trying to break the country and put these people that nobody wants, nobody know. Because Libyan people say, if these people say they want to be the government now in Libya, why they start killing? They start breaking, they start burning the country, and they sell us to the foreign countries. This is what, so the Libyan people is so scared of this new, what they say, government. It's something completely artificial from outside. This is what I listen from the people in Libya.
So what do you think about the role played by the international community, the United Nations?
From what I listen in Libya, from what I know in Libya, and I don't talk to the Libyan government, is that this is a completely game, and the outside countries are bombing Libya to change the government in Libya, and they don't care at all, Libyan people. They are killing everybody. They are breaking completely the country. They are breaking everything, and they don't, and they are selling us something completely different. And this is what the people are telling me. They are not trying to give me information for me to put it in the internet or anything. I am talking with real people on the street. The people who say to me, they are bombing Libya, they are bombing Ceuta, they are telling me the truth. They are not saying, say to the people this, or I'd put a video with somebody killing. They are telling me the truth. And I know that this is happening now, and they are lying to us.
So you have the opportunity to get the information from the people in the ground in Libya, but at the same time,
yes,
you are back in Mallorca, and you can see,
yes,
and you can read, and you can listen to the mainstream media. What
yes
are your feelings?
Well, really, I could never imagine in all my life that we were living in a so, I don't know how to say, but under this kind of government that can be, that can kill, that we are, they are talking about human rights, they are talking about freedom. What is the human rights? Who is taking care of the human rights? These countries that are going to another country, going inside, killing, bombing with uranium. And really, I'm completely, completely confused. And I'm so sorry for my people in Libya and for the big lies that I am listening in television and how the people talk, and even to me, and they are putting everything on one man. It's all like a big game. Everybody's talking about the same thing. Whoa, Gaddafi is this, Gaddafi is that. What do they say? They don't even know Gaddafi. They don't know the life in Libya. Nobody knows anything about Libya, but everybody talks like everybody knows, of course. Like somebody said, I read in some place, say, we all know what is happening in Libya. And I said to myself, nobody knows what is happening in Libya, really. You understand? So horrible.
Okay, well, that was all what we really wanted to get from you. It's been an incredible incredible opportunity to have you here and to listen through yourself, to listen to the people of Libya. As you are saying all the time, obviously, you are talking what the people are telling you from the ground there in Libya. Have you got any much response from the mainstream media, or are you just getting interviews from, let's say, alternative media?
Well, at the beginning, many people are calling newspapers or maybe a television, or calling and asking to say, and I just say what I tell you, what I know every moment. Because I would like to, the people understand really what is happening. And everybody who asks me, I answer.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And thank you very much, not just for this interview, but thank you very much for the work you are doing, telling the people what's going on in Libya through your blog. And we'll see how things develop, and we might get in touch again. Thank you very much, Leonor.
Thank you to you for calling me. Thank you.